First up, the Victorian government has been promising a new animal protection law for almost a decade, but long-awaited reforms are again facing delay. Animal advocacy groups who have been campaigning for years are outraged as reports emerge that the Allan government will shelve the bill until after this year's state election. The Wire's Aspen Beilhart has the story.
It's not a change that was widely announced. An email from Agriculture Victoria to stakeholders confirmed that the government's draft Animal Care and Protection Bill had been taken off the parliamentary agenda, saying that the bill's size and complexity required more time than is available before the state election. Victoria's current animal rights legislation turns 40 this year, and the Victorian government has acknowledged since 2017 that an updated law was needed to protect animals. Even a 2019 parliamentary inquiry centred on animal agriculture and the adverse effects brought upon the sector by animal rights activism recommended that a new law should be a matter of priority to protect the interests and public perception of farmers. The current draft bill is the result of years of consultation with stakeholders. It would make Victoria the first state to recognise animals as sentient, following the ACT, which made a similar move in 2019. And it would include species like cephalopods, who currently aren't legally protected. I spoke to Chris Delforce, founding director of the advocacy group Farm Transparency Project, about the changes. Do you think that that would lead to better outcomes?
For some species, yes. I think for farmed animals, there was really very little by way of tangible improvements.
Legislation for animals is always likely to do the best job at protecting the animals that are most visible to the most people. So the draft bill might have a big impact for cats and dogs. But for the largest population of domestic animals on Victorian farms, the picture is a lot less certain.
I mean, yes, we're recognising their sentience, but the government was very clear that they would be carrying over these exemptions for industries that use animals commercially. So they'd still be able to get away with all sorts of cruelty towards animals as long as there's profit to be made from it.
The draft bill broadens the definition of animal cruelty and creates a duty of basic care in order to address cases of neglect. It also leans on community expectations by using language like appropriate and reasonable, meaning that what an average Victorian thinks is animal cruelty would be a meaningful legal threshold. But actual enforcement of the bill would be restricted to a limited list of authorised officers, including Victoria Police and the RSPCA. This is another place where the bill broadly keeps continuity with the existing legislation, which can cut out citizens and activists like Chris Delforce from having their concerns heard in the system.
I mean, there's been so many horrific instances of cruelty that we've uncovered in farms and slaughterhouses across Victoria over the years, and we've reported it to the government. And they've done nothing. They've refused to take it seriously or do anything substantive in response, or they may not even respond at all. They've basically ignored the revelations and the recommendations from the Pig Welfare Inquiry. They've refused to even meet with us. I think they really want to put out this image that animals are treated well in our farms and slaughterhouses, but completely shut down any kind of evidence to the contrary. And that evidence is, there's such an overwhelming amount of it. But they're doing everything they can to uphold that secrecy so that consumers are kept in the dark.
The bill's delay comes as the Allan government is fighting growing unpopularity and a contentious relationship with farmers and regional voters. Chris Delforce thinks it's no coincidence, and the future of the bill looks less certain than ever.
I think that the industry, the animal agriculture industry in particular, would have been pushing back a lot around that recognition of animal sentience. I think they would see that as a very dangerous concept that could slowly poke holes in their fundamental idea that animals are nothing more than property or units of production to be exploited. So they don't want consumers or the law recognizing that these are conscious, thinking, feeling beings who are capable of experiencing pain and suffering. And that's not going to change after the election. There's still going to be a lot of pressure on the government to not go ahead with anything that might risk the status quo.
Chris Delforce, founding director of Farm Transparency Project, ending that story by The Wire's Aspen Beilhart.